Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Busy time in baseball. Finally, been a slow offseason, but some signings have happened throughout the league and even with our own beloved crew. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, morning. How are you guys?
Oh, it's great to get you aboard here. I want to ask you right off the top here about Mike Moustakas. Why did it take so long for Moustakas to sign a deal? What was the was there any other multi-year offers out there? Not what he wanted. Give us a lowdown on how this all went down with Moustakas.
Yeah, for Moustakas, it's deja vu. Remember last year he was a late signing, finally, you know, with the Royals. Not that for sure, you know, he would, you know, I'm sure he did too. He'd get at least a 4-year deal, maybe even a 5-year deal. For what he did and the power he produces. So, you know, I don't know if he was looking for too much early on or what, but, you know, so teams like the Brewers were patient and got him at the price. You know, you still got $10 million, which is a nice high annual average value, but just a 1-year deal, you know, it's a great, great fit for the Brewers.
You know, there's still some guys out there, and with Machado signing, that's when we expect some of these more dominoes to fall, I guess. Do you think the Brewers are done at this point? I mean, Dallas Keuchel's a name that's been floated out there. I think I would love to see that. I just, financially, the Brewers seem to want us to think they're stretched pretty thin.
I could see a Gio Gonzalez there, because you can probably get him for 1 year, 2 years max, maybe $8 to $10 million sort of thing. So I think he's fallen through the cracks. I'm with you. I don't see them spending $90-$100 million on Keuchel. And Keuchel, you know, the fastball has dropped off and everything else. Obviously, he'd be better in the National League, you know, without the DH. But still, there's concerns just about the arm and everything else. I think Gio Gonzalez makes great sense there.
Okay, so that's the reason why Keuchel has not been signed yet? People are concerned the fastball's dipped off a little bit?
Yeah, it dipped off a lot. You know, he doesn't get those strikeouts like he used to. He's not that dominant guy. Granted, you know, he knows how to pitch, a smart guy, very good in the clubhouse, good leader. But just he's not dominant like he used to. So that's what scares people.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, MLB reporter, USA Today. Bob, with this Manny Machado situation, the Padres, I guess, you know, they're sort of the secret team, but they've sort of been building something there with their farm system, with Hosmer last year. Does this signing make, like, do we have to take them seriously right now, or is it still maybe a year or two away for them?
Yeah, I think we're still a year or two. I think really more toward 2021. I mean, the pitching staff is still kind of in shambles. And, you know, I think if everything went right, they finished third behind the Dodgers and Rockies. So at least it gets people excited in the city, sell some tickets, that sort of thing. You know, a lot of money committed. You know, they want him to, you know, be the anchor of that infield. So they're spending money and people are happy. Got a lot of prospects. But, you know, a lot of those prospects, you know, won't make it either. Not all these guys are going to make it.
Yeah. One thing that we probably haven't talked a lot about, since the Brewers have had to go out and make a lot of these moves, like last year, you know, and the year before that, that they've had to spend some money. They've had to spend some of their prospects. So at one point, they had like the number one farm system in Major League Baseball. Now I think they have maybe one or two in the top 100 prospects in all the minor leagues. How do the Brewers go about rebuilding? Is this a cyclical thing? Because they got to start rebuilding that franchise, the minor league system now, too.
Yeah, very much cyclical. It's almost like, you know, when the White Sox kept going forward and weren't winning. Mm-hmm. So then they trade away, you know, Chris Sale and Adam Eaton, those type of guys. Then all of a sudden they had a good farm system. So, you know, it's a very, very rare to have a great major league team and a great farm system. I mean, for years, the San Francisco Giants were ridiculed for having a bad farm system. Well, they won 3 World Series in 5 years. Who cares? Sometimes you trade away prospects to get those proven guys, you know, like a Christian Yelich. I mean, is anybody crying now that they gave away prospects to Miami? Those guys haven't done anything. You know, the prospects, the Boston Red Sox trade for Chris Sale. You know, they haven't done anything either. So a lot of times you use those guys for just for chips and get proven players.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. The other big name still out there, Bryce Harper. It seems like the Phillies are the target there, but it almost seems like, are they bidding against themselves right now, and when do we expect that to go final?
Yeah, they are bidding against themselves. I mean, the only other team involved, the Giants, they just want to go short-term. Now there's, an ego thing, too. Like, you want to get more than Machado. Maybe he takes less years, but gets, more money per year to satisfy that. But for a while, the White Sox thought they were bidding against themselves. Then the Padres jumped in there, with huge offers over the weekend. So things can change in a hurry. But right now, I think the Phillies badly want this guy. And I think they're kind of embarrassed that they don't get him because they've been so outspoken about, wanting to be aggressive in the market. And as much as they have done, if they don't get Harper, their fan base is going to think it was a rotten offseason.
How is Craig Kimball? How is he unsigned? I mean, all these relievers in past years, Chapman got paid, Jansen, Wade Davis. How is Kimbrel still unsigned? I don't quite get that either.
I think he made a big mistake early on. We were looking for 6 years over 100. Obviously, he's got numbers. I think scared teams off and say, we're not going to give him $100 million, so we're not even going to bother calling. And now the teams have got the relievers, made their expenditures. It really hurt him that the Boston Red Sox said, we don't want to spend that money on him because, we're so far over the luxury tax, you have to pay the highest penalty. So, for instance, if you pay him a one-year deal even for 18, it costs him $28 million. So I think he ends up in Atlanta's lap on a one- or two-year deal. I think they're playing it smart, and he's going to just fall right through the cracks and go back home to the Braves.
The way the roster stands now, outside of anything shocking, I would think, the Reds, they're at least trying, the Pirates. But it's Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers. Who's your favorite right now in the NL Central?
It's so close to call. Just because of track record, I give the Cubs a slight nod, thinking, Darvish is going to produce more than one win. Chris Bryant's not going to be, injured all year, off and on like he was. Brandon Morrow, Montgomery, just a lot of things went wrong for those guys that still won 95 games. But that being said, you still see the Brewers, winning this thing by 5 games. You can see the Cardinals doing the same thing with their great pitching staff. So I think it's going to be a tremendous race. I don't think Cincinnati's done enough or Pittsburgh to compete with those three. But I keep seeing going the last 2 weeks of the season, all three teams, being within two or three games of one another.
Interesting. It will be interesting, and we can't wait for it. Bob, appreciate some time, and we hope to talk soon.
Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.